The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called The Fugue. It's a dystopian ambient piece which I wrote for the sci-fi audio drama The Big Loop by Paul Bay. Today we'll break it down and look at some of the insights into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is Daniel Birch. I'm a composer from Somerset in England, and this is How I Make Music.
Hey, it's the show creator, John. Just a quick note, there is a spoiler alert for this episode. If you haven't listened to the season finale of The Big Loop yet, you might want to do that first. There's also some explicit language in this episode. All right, back to Daniel.
Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 69. The Fugue by me, Daniel Birch. Thanks for listening. So I never learned to read music. I play very much through intuition. I'm playing by ear. It was always a lot more appealing to me. Before I started composing for projects, I spent most of my musical sort of background as a drummer for bands.
I wasn't recruited. I was built. I wasn't just the piece.
This piece was written for an audio drama, The Big Loop, the season finale, The Fugue. The episode is about a voyage to Castillo. A ship's peace officer investigates strange visions haunting the crew.
But something was happening that our engineers hadn't...
The show's creator, Paul Bay, wanted a mix of both ambient drones for some scenes and haunting sci-fi horror themes for the other climatic scenes. For me, yeah, made a very exciting project. So the whole plot, the kind of vibe of the show really reminded me of Ex Machina, and the composers for that was Jeff Barron and Ben Salisbury, and I was absolutely blown away by their score for that. Here's how it sounds. Yeah, I'd heard they'd used a plugin called Pull Stretch, which is a free-to-use plugin that stretches audio out hundreds of times. Yeah, and you can definitely tell, like, if someone's used it, it's like, that just sounds like Pull Stretch. That was definitely a huge influence in how I went about creating the sort of ambient tone. And almost keeping, like, the childlike qualities, using kind of instruments such as a celesta. It really was like a blend. It kind of is, it was just subtly there in the background. So again, that was a huge influence me on that one. The Clint Mansell score for Moon has been a huge inspiration for me for years. I love it. It's amazing to see how he uses very sort of sparse instrumentation to create this very, very powerful score. I selected this piece for How I Make Music because I very much wear my heart on my sleeve on this piece. It feels a lot more personal than the rest of the score. It wasn't just sound design. There was a heart to it. I was really trying to connect to the main character of the Fugue. The piece was the outro song for the episode The Fugue. It's just as the final reveal had taken place. Paul had sent me some advice, some guidance on what he wanted for this piece. This is directly from an email he sent. It said, something beautiful, ambient, reflecting the vastness of space and human sacrifice. I want to bring the listeners to tears with this one. I only had a few weeks to do the score, But actually, I find that really helps. It really helps to have a short deadline, really focus all my efforts into that small pocket of time.
So I've got a basic setup here.
I'd recently subscribed to Christian Henson, the co-owner of Spitfire Audio. His YouTube channel at the time, he was focusing on something he would call the fuck box, a selection of pedals that he was then manipulating, recording audio, and then turning into sampled instruments.
Chamber ensemble flautando, and I've just got that coming out of one channel. So let's have a listen to the heliotrope. Absolutely great.
Which is one thing I'd never done before. So I was completely blown away. And I had all these sort of pedals and gear around. I was like, I can do that. Yeah, at least a few of the instruments were my synths running through certain pedals. AC Noises, the AMA pedals, one of my all-time favourite sort of reverbs. It's a spring reverb with a bit crusher and oscillator. Here's how it sounds. So I ran the Atura Microboot through that. I didn't go crazy. I wanted to keep it simple, so I just made a handful of bespoke sounds and paired them with instruments from Logic and Native Instruments. So yeah, by the end of it, I had a totally new skill, sampling, making my own sounds. So I'm also a vocalist. I really wanted to sort of start including vocals into my instrumental recordings as a form of expression and as a way of having a very personal touch to the tracks that I make. Here's a little snippet of the vocal part from The Fugue. I didn't have a line necessarily in my head. It was just I was pressing play and singing over the top whilst recording and capturing just my emotional sort of response to the story and to the track that I just created. I have a few tracks that I've made with my voice, but I'd never actually used it in a kind of cinematic sense, so yeah. I think, yeah, it's definitely organic with this kind of almost like digital static, like granular. What we're hearing now is the intro to the track and is actually being played by the Unstabler pad. This was actually created by Christian Henson. Part of his Fuckbox sampling series. So, but this kind of digital granular static, yeah, it cuts through the mix and allows, say, the Celeste. And the vocals. To kind of to sit nicely with it. At this part of the track, you're hearing a heartbeat. I created this with the Native Instruments giant cinematic piano. Again, I wanted a very organic sound here, not just sort of like a digital beat. It is sort of drenched with reverb, as with most of the track. In this episode of The Big Loop, we are following a character called Diana. I wanted this sort of heartbeat throughout to symbolise Diana's character. She felt throughout the entire episode that she was in fact human. We find out she's not. She very much felt she was until the very end. The synth lead was, just a simple saw lead, but I really wanted it to have a kind of mangled, distorted sound. So I used a plugin called Reels, a tape emulation. A really shitty, gritty, old sort of tape player. So I was able to really get a mangled, gritty synth line. One of the other influences for the track The Fugue and for the overall score was composer Mika Levy, I can't pronounce the name, but she's phenomenal. She did the score for a film called Under the Skin, and this particular track, Lipstick to Void, was an incredible influence in atmosphere, and very, very dark, very organic atmosphere. So in another episode of How I Make Music, Disaster Piece is referenced as an influence. David Devereaux is also very influenced by Disaster Piece. You can actually hear how Disaster Piece influenced his track on episode 59 of How I Make Music. Take a quick listen.
Here's a piece called A Chorus of Tongues from the game Hyper Light Drifter, and the music is by Disaster Piece.
Disaster Piece is an incredible composer for game. I love his blend of ambient washes and very extreme synth darkness. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment. But before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. We've been listening to the series finale soundtrack for an audio drama called The Big Loop. To hear the full story or check out my other work for film and TV, follow the links in the show notes. How I Make Music is created by John Barton. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. And now, here's The Fugue, an organic, dystopian ambient piece for the audio drama The Big Loop, in its entirety. My name is Daniel Birch, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. Catch you next week.